This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. With KCBX News, I'm Lauren Wallachy. April 28th is Denim Day, a worldwide campaign during which people are encouraged to wear denim to show support for sexual assault survivors. It is always the last Wednesday of April, which is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. KCBX's Tessa Hughes spoke with survivors and has more about local resources to help if you or someone you know has experienced sexual assault. Because of the sensitivity of the subject, the survivors you'll hear in this report have asked to remain anonymous. This report also contains references to sexual abuse and rape and may not be appropriate for all listeners.
Denim Day started after the Italian Supreme Court overturned a rape conviction where a woman was told that, since she was wearing tight jeans during the time of her assault, she must have helped her rapist remove them, thus giving consent. One survivor says women who have been sexually assaulted often receive responses that blame the victim.
You were wearing a skirt. It's your fault. You shouldn't have gone with him there.
According to the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, or RAIN, one out of every six women and one out of every 33 men is a victim of attempted or completed rape. RAIN found that 94% of women who are raped experience post-traumatic stress disorder following an assault and experience these effects throughout their lives. One local survivor was assaulted in high school and experienced waves of depression and anxiety afterwards. She says she didn't recognize how much her experience affected her until she got to college.
I kind of ended up on a journey that I did not know I was signing up for, and much of my early adulthood experiences revolved around making sense of my high school past and making sense of incidents that had happened.
However, she says these experiences also shaped who she is today.
It's part of a long line of experiences that made me who I am, and it's certainly one of the more significant ones. However, I do not let it define how I treat people, how I see my future being.
Another local survivor was sexually assaulted multiple times during her high school years and says she still experiences panic attacks from the incidences to this day. She says it shapes how she grew to view sex and sexuality.
Your sexual promiscuity is so much more because in my head I justified it saying, if I don't say no, I can't get raped again, when that was my best case scenario of dealing with it.
The survivor now acts as a resource she wishes she had after she was assaulted. Rise Slow is a San Luis Obispo County organization that helps survivors of sexual assault. Its mission is to transform the lives of sexual and intimate partner violence survivors, their families, and their community through services and education that promote safety, healing, and empowerment. Rise's attention to partner violence as part of sex education one survivor wished she received when she was growing up.
Early high school, we're given, you know, the typical sex education, birds and the bees talk, but in my experience, it never touched on that. I did not know that it was possible to happen with a romantic partner.
Kristen Caviani, the Education and Communications Director at RISE, says education helps raise awareness about why sexual violence continues to occur. Caviani encourages people to take measures to protect themselves against strangers, but emphasizes that sexual assault from partners is what keeps the rates of rape and assault high.
The tips that you give people historically are all assuming that you're going to be attacked by a stranger, but those aren't going to change long-term, do any long-term change. Those are just all band-aids that don't actually help us critically analyze why we keep having high numbers of rape and sexual assault.
Both local survivors I spoke with are in the process of healing and are helping others who have experienced similar situations. They speak at counseling sessions with other women and girls who have experienced sexual trauma and are open about their past, so other people feel comfortable coming to them if they need to talk. Along with counseling sessions like the survivors are attending, Caviani also recommends reaching out to a friend, participating in activities such as art or exercise, or finding alternative healing methods that work best for the individual as a way to aid in the recovery process.
Help transform some of that pain, anger, shame into resilience. I think that reporting to law enforcement, although it is one option, there's like many other options that people can seek and not put all of their eggs in a basket of reporting.
Two important things advocates want survivors to remember are to be kind to themselves and to know that their assault is not their fault.
And it's not anything you did wrong, because that took me a really long time to figure out, is that there's nothing I could have done that would have changed the outcome of the situation.
RISE offers a 24-hour crisis hotline and various other resources on their website, including information for therapy, emergency shelter, queer survivors, and temporary restraining orders. Visit their website at riseslo.org to see their full list of events and resources for survivors and loved ones. For KCBX News, I'm Tessa Hughes.